May it please the court and counsel, my name is Gordon Giampietro. I'm an assistant United States attorney, and I represent the appellant, United States of America, in this case. The district court erred as a matter of law when it held that all five of the Wisconsin discharge certificates that were issued in 1983 triggered the express firearms reservation requirement of 18 U.S.C. 921A20. The significance of that error, as your honors are aware, is the defendant was not sentenced as an armed career criminal, as the United States believed he should have been. Your Honor, we certainly know that he received some type of discharge certificate. Well, actually, his stronger one would be the one this court addressed in the Dollar decision, which indicates actually any civil rights are restored. That's correct, Your Honor. But he has. Your Honor, there are a couple questions there. Let me start first with the question of the burden of proof in terms of who comes forward to demonstrate whether this conviction does or does not count as a predicate. This court has held in Hudspeth, and that's consistent with all the other circuits that have addressed this question, that the defendant bears the burden of proof of demonstrating that the conviction can't count because it doesn't comply with 921A20. Yes, Your Honor, that is the standard. Your Honor, we have a disagreement of law. The government would argue here that, in fact, only 20% of these five certificates trigger the express notice requirement of 921. Well, then of course, Your Honor, if you were to find that I think you indicated. Yes. And, Your Honor, I simply would have to disagree. It's our position that I think the word discharge suggests that the sentence that he was serving has now been satisfied. He has been discharged from that sentence. I think it. Yes, Your Honor. I think your question, Your Honor, was assuming. That's correct, Your Honor. And I think. Your Honor, I'm not able to answer the question in terms of how they decide or who decides, whether there are a number of different officers who decide which certificate is issued to which defendant. Your Honor, I'm not able to answer the question as to which correctional official decides which certificate is issued to which defendant. Well, Judge, may I speak? Your Honor, I would respectfully disagree with your reading of Wisconsin law. I think the Roll decision from this court makes clear that where there's some uncertainty in the type of discharge certificate that the individual defendant received, you look then to the state statute. And in fact, in Wisconsin at the time, in 1983, when Mr. Vetrano was discharged, Wisconsin statutes were very clear about what civil rights were restored and also that felons could not possess a firearm. Your Honor, I think the difficulty here is that the question of what civil rights have to be restored in order to trigger the notice requirement was addressed by this court in the Ghulam decision very recently, and that is... But I think, and Your Honor, what I would respectfully argue is that when it says discharged absolutely, it is not a question of baiting the defendant. If he just gets the certificate, he's not baited into believing that he has any specific civil rights restored. It would require him to go consult the state statutes. And that's really the crux of the matter because But that is certainly the implication of this court's decision in the Roll decision, that in fact it's not inappropriate, and also in Irwin, Your Honor, that it's not inappropriate to say to a defendant, if someplace in the state statute there's a reservation for firearms, that's sufficient. The difficulty here is the phrase discharged absolutely does not suggest one way or the other to the defendant what that means. It requires him to consult the state statutes. So from the United States position, what it really does is it says he must consult the state statutes, and he won't be misled. He will not be mousetrapped, in the words of this court. And I think also what's important is the implication of this ruling. As Your Honors can see, these were the five different types of discharge petitions that were issued in the state of Wisconsin, at least in 1983, and I can represent up until the late 1980s, before they started putting in this express language. If this court were to hold that all five of these different types of... This court has held in Dollar that, in fact, this language does trigger the firearms reservation notice requirement of 921-820. So I would have to concede if he could demonstrate that he'd received that. What I'm suggesting is that if an individual receives that certificate with that language, there must then be the express firearms reservation. I'm not following the question, Your Honor. Authorized in what sense? Absolutely not. The state statutes preclude felons from possessing a firearm. At best, it indicates any civil rights. That's correct. Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please this honorable tribunal, distinguished counsel opposed, my name is Paul Barrett, representing the appellee. Mr. Vetrano had been convicted of felonies and was brought before the Judge Randa for sentencing. Judge Randa had the choice of a 10-year sentence under the guidelines or a 15-year sentence if Mr. Giamprito and the U.S. attorney was successful in establishing that he was an armed career criminal. I argued before Judge Randa that although we could not find the actual discharge certificate for Mr. Vetrano, that we had exemplars, including one that said all civil rights restored, because he was discharged absolutely. Mr. Giamprito found some others cited to you in his brief. None of these contained any reservation of civil rights, as in your recent case of Gallum, whereby Mr. Vetrano should have known that if he had a certain civil right restored, he then would have had a firearms right restored if it was explicitly stated. Well, we certainly expect people to care for their treasured papers, but accidents do occur. And using the protocol before the Honorable District Judge Clavert, where he accepted the exemplars that we secured from the Historical Society, we used the same procedure through Mr. Vetrano, and there was no objection by the U.S. government. As a matter of fact, they came up with some other exemplars, none of which... Excuse me? That is correct. The state keeps about one-tenth. We found out when my paralegal was in Madison searching the records and spoke with the curator. They keep about 1 in 10. He doesn't have his. But none of the exemplars issued in 1983 contained any of the firearms reservation required by statute. And the pillar of fairness expressed in dollar was that this reservation should be included. We think that that's probably what he received. I have no idea if that's what he did. But there's one interesting point, that he was out hunting ducks with a license issued by the state of Wisconsin and answered surveys of how many ducks he killed. He obviously thought that it was okay for him to go hunting. He wasn't out holding up banks. He was hunting. And for that, he's going to be serving 10 years. Mr. Giamprito probably doesn't care if it's 10 years or 15 years. What he cares about is destroying the pillar of fairness that this court insists that the government maintain in notifying these people that they are not allowed to carry a gun when there's a discharge certificate issued by the state of Wisconsin. That's what this case is about. They want to invoke that. He does. That's why this court, in interpreting Congress's statute, requires a specific proscription in the discharge certificate. You've done that, except in the Gollum case, where only certain rights were restored. That's all we're asking you to do. We're following stare decisis, and we're asking the court to continue it. I respectfully disagree with that. In Wisconsin, they are allowed to vote when they are discharged. It doesn't have to be particularly restored. So that's one example. But I think that Mr. Giamprito has agreed with us that because there was no reservation of any of the rights, there should have been a reservation in Mr. Petrano's certificate if they didn't want him to hunt, which would make him an armed career criminal. He is a convicted felon, and he will be punished for possessing the duck hunting shotgun. But an armed career criminal, I don't think so, because the one conviction cannot be counted. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Any ex-felon can vote in Wisconsin. It's restored by statute. I guess the first point I'd like to make is the choice for this court really is between two decisions, two prior decisions, Dollar and the Roll decision. Dollar clearly had his discharge certificate, which, as we've conceded, contained the favorable language, meaning triggered the notice requirement but didn't include it. In the Roll case, like this case, the defendant couldn't produce his discharge certificate, so we were left with this question of how do the statutes operate. Your Honor, with respect to this concern over who bears the burden of proof, it's not addressed in our briefs because, of course, the defendant didn't challenge that it was his burden. If this court would like me to submit a post-hearing brief, I will survey the case law on this question and the justifications for why it rests with the defendant. In fact, it's an important point that I think Your Honor has raised, and if you wish, we will submit a post-hearing brief on that point. Okay. With respect to Mr. Vetrano being simply a duck hunter, I think the record demonstrates in your review of the pre-sentence investigative report, he has a long and troublesome criminal history. And I understand that, Your Honor, but I simply want to point out the fact that this is not some vendetta on the part of the government. This is an effort to reverse a rule of law relating to the Armed Career Criminal Statute the government feels very strongly about. It's important not just in this case, it's important potentially in numerous cases that may come before this court. Yes. So for those reasons, Your Honors, we would ask that you reverse the judgment, remand, and ask the district court to sentence the defendant as an armed career criminal. Thank you very much.
Where was Your Honor?